Once upon a time, publishers had budgets to send novelists out on the road to promote their books. Well, now that idea is little more than a fairy tale, even at major publishing houses. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that today's authors have to invent their own marketing gimmicks.
15 years ago, when Nomi Eve published her first novel called The Family Orchard with Knopf, she became something of an expert on airports and hotels.
Showing up at bookstores, doing a reading, doing a signing, and then jetting to the next city. There was a lot of jetting to the next city.
By the time she published her second book, called Henna House, 14 years later, the world had changed. No more jet setting. Now, she has become something of an expert on book clubs.
You have your wine and cheese book club. You have your dessert book club. You have your Sunday morning brunch book club. Which is bagels.
In 6 months, she has vowed to eat her way through 100 book clubs in public libraries, country clubs, synagogues, high schools, and living rooms. It's a gimmick to win over readers one glass of white wine at a time.
They're coming.
At this book club in Rydal, a suburb of Philadelphia, a half dozen women met in a backyard next to the pool to ask Eve about her novel. This is book club number 91 in the 100 book club marathon. And she tends to get the same sets of questions at each one, including, how did you research your novel about Jews in early 20th century Yemen?
I sat down as part of my research with a Yemenite Jewish gentleman, and I was interviewing him about his childhood, you know, in the mountains of North Yemen. And all of a sudden, he's telling me about men in the community riding donkeys to go visit prostitutes in the big city. I make that kind of stuff up all the time. I was so thrilled. He completely validated my, like, body imagination.
Eve's novel, Henna House, is published by Scribner. It's a major player in the book world. But even so, if you're a mid-list author, publishers will not give you much help selling your book. Authors have to invent their own marketing. So they slip books into doctors' waiting rooms or send everyone they know invitations to their characters' weddings and notices of their funerals. One woman wrote a novel under a man's name, then asked her husband to impersonate her at speaking engagements. A group of writers calling themselves the Liars Club do an event called Noir in the Bar, where they read detective novels aloud while people drink. The Liars Club has also sought the attention of the most captive audience by printing toilet paper with the club logo and then secretly stocking the bathrooms at writers' conferences. Novelist Kelly Simmons writes women's fiction, and she works in marketing on the side, and she says stunts like these get mixed results.
Even though I'm good at thinking up ideas, I come up with all kinds of crazy ideas, and some I even execute, but that doesn't mean they're going to work. You know what I mean? I don't have unlimited budgets to throw at the problem the way some of my clients do.
Simmons once tried to market her novel, The Birdhouse, published by Simon & Schuster, by printing long excerpts of the book as brochures. This is on her own dime. And then handing them out on the Amtrak train between Philadelphia and New York. Then she'd sit down with the passengers for an impromptu discussion during the commute. It didn't work so well.
Most of the people on the trains were men. I hadn't really thought about that, you know. So I met a lot of men and told them to give it to their wives. Stupid, but it's clear that my type of writing doesn't really appeal to the men riding the Amtrak train.
Simmons' next novel, to be called One More Day, will be published by a small independent house called Source Books. That publisher has already started to think up a marketing plan for the release next year. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.